Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. At around the time that Boogaloo was picking up steam here in New York, another form of Latin music was sweeping the country. Led by the songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim, Brazilian music, especially bossa nova, was all the rage. Now, the singer Paula Morellenbaum, who sang with Jobim for 10 years, is joining this band, led by veteran pianist and composer Marcos Valle, in celebrating 50 years of Brazilian pop. Paula joins us here in the studio with guitarist Paul Myers, and they are going to play one of Jobim's songs for us called Águas de Março, Waters of March, live on Soundcheck.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É noite, é morte, é laço, é anzol. Peroba do campo, é nó na madeira. Caingá, candeia, é tita pereira. Madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira. É mistério profundo, é o queira ou não queira. É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da cumieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira. Das águas de março, é o fim da canseira. É o pé, é o chão, é a mastradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. Uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. É um regado, é uma fonte, um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto um desgosto, é pouco sozinho. É estrepe, é prego, é uma ponta, é ponto. É pingo pingando, é conta, é conto. É peixe, é gesto, é prata brilhando. É a luz da manhã, tijolo chegando. É além, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cana, estilhaço na estrada. É o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama. É o carro enguiçado, é a lama. É ponte, sapo, uma rã. É resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. É José, é o espinho na mão, é corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. Resto de toco, é pouco sozinho. É passo, é ponte, é sapo, é rã. É belo horizonte, é febre terçã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Au, pedra, in, inho, esta, oco, oco, inho, aço, hidro, ida, ó, oite, orte, aço, ó. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É promessa de vida no teu coração. Veia, fada, tão 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 veia. Tibiridê, tibiribô, mumbababô, no fundo do mar.
That is a song by the great Brazilian songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim. It's called Águas de Março, Waters of March, and it was played live in our studio by Paula Morellenbaum, the Brazilian singer, also playing some percussion. It's been a while since you were last here. It's great to see you again.
Ah, it's very Nice to be here again. Wow.
With Paul Myers, the guitarist in tow. Paul, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
Aguas de Marzo, this is considered one of Jobim's great songs, but there's a long list of,
yes,
of great songs that that this guy composed. Paulo, you sang with him for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 1994, and since then you've continued to perform his music in many different settings.
Yes.
What makes Jobim so special in a very crowded musical world there in Brazil?
Well, for me, especially for me, my experience was a kind of, you know, I study with Jobim, you know.
Mm.
You know, from was my school of bossa nova. And so I had this pleasure, this gift,
mm-hmm,
to be close to him. And in this music, I feel well
yeah,
when I sing bossa nova. I think my voice, you know, is nice to this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
Since from the beginning, I realized this, you know, when I start to sing with him.
Well, now, you did a remarkable project a little more than 10 years ago with the Japanese pianist Ryuichi Sakamoto and with your husband, the cellist Jacques,
yes,
Morellenbaum, called Casa.
And Casa, yes.
Casa was done, that was in his house, right? In Jobim's old house?
Yes, this was an idea of Ryuichi. I invite Ryuichi for this project, but the idea to record on Jobim's house was by Ryuichi.
Because he wanted to play his piano.
Yes. We've been there, and he played piano, and he was completely crazy about this. And we did a very beautiful album there,
mm-hmm,
and with all the atmosphere of Jobim, you know, his house, not a professional studio, it's a room, you know.
With the piano with the white keys all stained brown because the guy smoked so much, apparently.
Yeah.
This, though, is some of the beautiful music that resulted from that project known as Morellenbaum 2 Sakamoto. That is my guest, Paula Morellenbaum, her husband Jacques Morellenbaum playing the cello, and the Japanese pianist and composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. And Aspraias Desertas is the name? Something like that?
Aspraias Desertas, yes.
Now, how come when you sing it, it's the S's are all sh sounds?
This is from Rio de Janeiro accent.
Okay. So that's from that that album called Casa, which was recorded in the house of the great Antonio Carlos Jobim, Tom Jobim, as he was known. Ash in Chelsea leaves this this note on our webpage. A few years ago, a Brazilian neighbor here in Chelsea introduced me to Paula and Jacques Morellenbaum's music. Two of my favorite CDs in my collection are Morellenbaum 2 Sakamoto, Casa, and A Day in New York, which was the follow-up,
yes,
record that you guys did.
One.
I often play these CDs when I have company, and they are almost universally enjoyed. That's one of the things about Jobim. He's become a kind of a global music figure. I mean, Paul, you're a jazz guitarist, but mm-hmm, most jazz guitarists know their way through several Jobim,
mm-hmm,
standards.
Oh, his music has become part of the lexicon. You know, his music is as important to jazz now as Gershwin's or Cole Porter's.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their standards, and they're just musically as finely crafted as all Gershwin's or Coporter's or any of those are.
Now, having spoken at length now about Jobim, we're going to switch gears a bit to Luiz Bonfá, another of the great Brazilian composers. Paula Morellenbaum and Paul Myers are going to play for us Manhã de Carnaval, the morning of the carnival, which will be familiar to moviegoers around the world as the theme from
Orfeo.
Black Orpheus. All right, let's hear a live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Manhã tão bonita, manhã da vida, uma nova canção, cantando só teus olhos, teu riso, tuas mãos, pois há de haver um dia das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos, os lábios teus, la 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 yara, 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 la la. Das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou, vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos, dos lábios.
Manhã de Carnaval by the Brazilian composer Luiz Bonfá. That's from the 1959 movie Black Orpheus.
Luiz Bonfá and Antonio Maria, the very important guy.
Who wrote the lyrics.
Yes, the lyricist.
Paula Morellenbaum, live in our studio with Paul Myers playing guitar. Paula is the guest singer with the Marcos Valle Band for Bossa Brasil, 5 nights of Brazilian music at Birdland this week, beginning on April 24th, which is Wednesday, right? And then running through the weekend.
No, tomorrow. Start tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, right, is the 24th. And so how does that... So, Paula, you'll be the guest singer with Marcos's band, and then Paul is your guest?
Yes, Paul is my guest. Now, Marcos Valle is amazing, amazing composer, yeah. Amazing person. I'm very, very, extremely very happy to be here, being the special guest mm-hmm. of this concert. He has a very good band.
Mm-hmm.
Five guys, Renato Massa on drums, Jorge Continentino on sax, Jesse Sadock and trumpet and flugel.
Well, some of these guys live right here in New York. So
Jorge does.
Jorge Continentino lives here, but Renato Massa don't. And Itaiguara Brandão.
Mm-hmm. Does Marcos, he's a composer as well as an arranger and a band leader and a pianist. So will this be kind of a mix of old and new songs?
Mm. Yes, this show will be many, many music of them. Of him
mm-hmm.
and Patricia Alvi, I didn't talk, but she sings with him also
right.
in the band, and this is a very very cool people, and I'm very happy to be invited. And then in some songs, Marcos go out on
he'll,
the stage.
He'll go away and leave the two of you.
And leave me and Paul and the band.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we make some songs Mm-hmm. Start to just two of us, and mm-hmm. then all the guys, and then Marcos come again, and we'll make this homage to the 50th mm-hmm. anniversary.
Right. Now, it's Bossa Brazil, April 24th through 28th, two shows each night at Birdland, and it says, celebrating 50 years of Girl from Ipanema and Astrud Gilberto. The Girl from Ipanema, one of Jobim's most famous songs, mm-hmm. it's considered to be perhaps the one of the most covered yeah. songs in music history. Mm-hmm. How important, Paula, is that song in Brazil, and how important is it to you as a singer?
Well, for me, it's very nice to sing mm-hmm. the song, especially in this arrangement that we will show, because we are doing exactly like was recorded 50 years
with Stan
ago.
Getz's with saxophone
Stan
part.
Getz
yeah.
solo.
Yeah, nice.
And the part of Jobim, Marcos will play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm singing the part of Astrud.
Of Astrud Gilberto, yeah. Well, that's a big step to take.
And yeah. I'm doing João Gilberto's guitar part, so I have to stay in my room all the time.
Very
famous,
cool.
Famous Brazilian recluse and guitarist and composer.
I would like to tell that this Bossa Brazil is a very, very cool project by Pat Phillips
and Ettore
Strata.
Yeah.
And they are celebrating 8 years of this project, this Bossa Brazil mm-hmm. at Birdland.
Right.
And
well,
for
that's...
us Brazilians, it's very cool because we are... all the time here, you know.
Well, it brings you to New York, which is very cool for us as well. Paula, thank you so much. Great to see you again. Paula Morellenbaum, Paul Myers playing the guitar. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow on the program, we look at how symphony orchestras program their seasons, and we'll ask, what type of programming would get you to attend a classical concert? Plus, composer Frank London and writer Judith Sloan talk about their collaboration, 1001 Voices, A Symphony for Queens. And don't forget to get your tickets, the few remaining tickets for our live performance this Wednesday in the Green Space. We'll be joined by guitarist Khaki King, the string band Punch Brothers, led by mandolin whiz Chris Thiele. On Wednesday, April 25th, live at 2 p.m., visit the Soundcheck page for details, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Ellen Walkington. I'm John Schaefer, and here is that classic recording of Girl from Ipanema to wrap up Soundcheck.
Girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, she smiles.